No, I think they're friendly. He says not, though.
I don't think the Kennedys are for you in any way.
No, I think that's right.
Now, one of the things that bothers Mike Coles is that Bobby is leaking all the material in these articles on the basis that if they do get an injunction, they will be published anyway.
Oh.
He was very factual about it. He said he paid, $650,000 on what he thought was a fair deal, and I think Mike should get the credit that he had cut down, in his judgment, the derogatory material about you about 90%. But now he found himself with a magazine that he'd already printed. About maybe to be enjoined, but even if it came out, that the New York Times was getting it free every morning.
Yeah.
I think this is the most terrific power play I have ever seen.
Well, yes, I think that's right. Well, now, what do you think we should do that we're not doing?
I don't think anything. As I told you, talked to Abe, and he said to talk to Mike, and Mike told me it was 90% cut down. If I'd like to come up and give me the thing, I'd have a serious question of going up and getting it. Although it's up to you, I'll be happy to do it.
No, I think if we got close to it, they would say we were editing it, and I don't want to be a censor.
Yeah.
And I feel that they have to live with their own conscience, and I read things like Newsweek and Time and all this kind of stuff, and I think this is a matter for them to live with. I can't change it.
Frankly, she's getting herself into a worse and worse position every morning, but Mike tells me, as I told you, the marriage is the thing that she apparently said something about the marriage that she wants to get out. I would just let it, the article come out, and I think you have to, from Mike's viewpoint, I think it was offered to a lot of magazines. He bought it. He did play a part in editing it down. He doesn't think it's, he thinks it's 90%
Nguyen Chiep Street in Hanoi. Some of the houses have roofs. The North Vietnamese
I
claim
think
they were
the
bombed by
maybe,
American bombs in a raid last week. This is the Communist Chinese embassy in Hanoi, supposedly damaged by American bombs in the same raid.
The hell with all this,
and this is an American bullpup rocket lying in a street in Hanoi. American sportsmen said the raids last Tuesday and Wednesday hit the center of the North Vietnamese capital, but not Hanoi itself. The three pictures were from communist sources, radio photos from Hanoi, monitored in Warsaw Port.
No, I was just listening to you.
Well, this might have been that they had a big argument at dinner. One of the news magazines called me about it, and I said it couldn't be true because I'd been at security council meetings in which I'd listened to both of them, and I never heard any argument.
Who had an argument?
Himes, Dick, and Walt Rostow.
And I've never heard of them have any kind, of course.
But it's this kind of thing that's being planted that I object to.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, the greatest thing in the world is on page 2 of the Washington Post yesterday. And I talked to both Walt and Dick about it, and both of them said it was untrue, and I told Newsweek it was untrue.
Wait just a minute, I want to see the television.
Appropriations can be trimmed enough to shoehorn the new budget into the old tax structure. That's where Mann has a big voice as head of the Appropriations Committee. The British government has announced that new...
Well, I'll see you about Sunday or Monday, and I hope you have a good Christmas, Bob.
Well, let me make sure. I told Mike I'd call him back.
What I do on that, I talk to Abe, and I'll talk to him during the day or tomorrow, and then we'll talk about it again.
Okay.
How's Jean?
Oh, she's fine.
Give her my love, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye.